Swift Fuel is ready whenever the FAA is ready. Randy Babbitt will be at AirVenture today. And a new book celebrates the DC-3 and those who flew her. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, July 28, 2011. It was raining in Oshkosh when we got up at dawn yesterday morning, and at times the rain was so loud on the roof of the media tent at AirVenture that we couldn't hear the speakers at the podium, even through the PA. But there were attendees walking around through the worst of it, undaunted, and the indoors exhibitors and the hangars even got a little extra boost in traffic. The weather cleared up in time for the afternoon air show yesterday, and it was, after all, Navy Day at AirVenture, so maybe the water was appropriate. We'll have to find a different excuse today, though. There's a 40% chance of thunderstorms. But there are people here. John Zulkowski and Brian Sturm of Swift Enterprises brought media at AirVenture an update on their Swift Fuel, also called 100SF, yesterday. On May 1st, Swift Enterprises received ASTM approval for the D7719 specification, with specs similar to 100 Low-Lead. The FAA Aviation Rulemaking Committee was formed and held its first meeting in March and two more since regarding this fuel. An update on the committee's work was expected at AirVenture, but that presentation here was canceled due to the FAA funding crisis. It's expected to be rescheduled for AOPA Summit. Swift Enterprises says it has secured two Midwest producers to make a test production run of between 100,000 and 500,000 gallons of test fuel. When asked what the price per gallon would be, Zulkowski and Sturm declined to specify an exact price, but said only that it will be, quote, significantly less than current 100 low-lead prices, unquote. When asked when the fuel would be available at the pump, Zulkowski essentially said he hoped the FAA committee can complete its work by the end of the year. He added that he hoped that approval would be fleet-wide, not requiring individual STCs for every aircraft type. Leaders from seven aviation industry organizations sat together at the EAA Welcome Center yesterday afternoon to discuss critical concerns on federal and state legislative fronts that present some of the greatest threats to the aviation industry. They expressed consensus that while each organization has a different agenda, the aviation industry is clearly under attack and that an aggressive and unified front is critical in protecting the freedoms and rights of participants in the industry. Each leader outlined pending actions and legislation during the last 4 months, including the deficit crisis and knee-jerk responses by elected officials to what is described as the rhetoric on business aviation. EAA President Rod Hightower urged attendees at AirVenture to attend the Meet the Administrator briefing scheduled this morning at 11:30 at the Honda Pavilion. Author, CFI, and ATP Julie Fellucci was joined by former Cessna CEO Jack Pelton on a rainy Wednesday morning at AirVenture to sign copies of Julie's new book, Together We Fly, Voices from the DC-3. Pelton wrote the foreword for the book, which tells the story of one of history's iconic airplanes from the point of view of those who flew them. In the process of writing the book, Julie learned to fly the old Douglas tail dragger. Fellucci said moving up to the DC-3 was intimidating at first, quote, just because of its size and the horsepower of the engines and it's a tail dragger. But once you got over that mentally, it's just a big airplane, which is pretty slow and pretty massive, so there are things about it that are very forgiving. So it's both challenging and not as hard as you think, unquote. Fellucci acknowledges that getting women into aviation can be a challenge, quote, but what I found is that once somebody gets over those barriers or doesn't have those for whatever reason, there are a lot of strengths that women bring to aviation, unquote. Up next on ANN, Cirrus has to park its jet program over at Williams. Assembly is starting on the first conforming Piper Altair jet. And the Wathen Foundation takes flight. You're listening to Aero News. Visit 4flight.com today to learn about 4flight Mobile Version 4. From the new instrument plates organizer to the intelligent navlog, having 4flight Mobile 4 in your flight bag will transform the way you plan and fly every flight.
The DFC-90 all-digital attitude-based autopilot delivers significant performance and safety improvements over previous generation systems. Its innovative flight envelope protection guards against autopilot-induced stalls, and the straight and level mode provides one-button recovery from unusual attitudes for an added measure of safety. Immensely popular within the Cirrus community, the DFC-90 is now being made available for a growing list of aircraft including Piper Matrix and Mirage, Cessna 182s, and Beech Bonanzas and Barons. Fly with confidence. Fly with DFC-90.
Concord Platinum Series batteries are available for all aircraft and offer extra cranking power, resulting in less draw on the battery per cycle for longer life. Visit booth 2053 at Oshkosh. Concord, for the heart of your aircraft. We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 28th. At AirVenture, I'm Paul Plagg. During Monday's Cirrus Aircraft News Conference here in Oshkosh, President and CEO Brent Wouters announced, while responding to a question, that the Cirrus SF-50 jet had to be moved to Williams International Headquarters until the engine is certified to be owned and controlled by China. Wouters also said this would not impact the SF-50 development schedule, claiming all flight testing on the prototype has been completed. He did not provide details. Wouters says the first indications will be job postings to bring back key skills that had been eliminated during the economic downturn. The last public update on the program was in October of last year. Piper Aircraft says fabrication and assembly of the first conforming flight test article of the company's new single-engine Altair business jet will start in August. The inaugural flight is planned for 2012, certification and deliveries in 2014. Piper CEO Jeffrey Berger made a subtle dig at competitors with stalled jet development programs. Quote, "The advantage that Piper has over other manufacturers with an interest in a single-engine jet is a solid underlying commitment by Imprimis, the owner of the company, to appropriately fund the program and see it through to successful completion," unquote. Berger says Piper has assigned nearly 200 engineers and production staff to make it happen. A mock-up of the Piper jet Altair is on display at the Piper exhibit here at AirVenture. The Tom Wathen Foundation is concerned about the future of aviation and came to AirVenture to announce three new initiatives in its mission to improve education through aviation. Tom Wathen served the historic Flabob Airport in Riverside, California, and established the Flabob Aviation Academy as an aviation high school located at the airport, which is also home to EAA Chapter 1. The new education initiatives discussed yesterday include the formation of a flexible A&P training and certification program for returning veterans, the creation of a virtual aviation education community via an online forum, and finally, an alliance with a globally recognized operator of charter schools, Big Picture Learning, interested in bringing an aviation program to all its roughly 100 charter schools. The A&P program will also be made available to high school students with FAA certification provided through an alliance with a local community college. Alliances with university engineering programs are also anticipated. Still ahead, WingX now does more than many actual panels. Dayer Cicada celebrates 100 years, and Bob Hoover has still got it. You're listening to Aero News. Aspen Avionics Evolution Synthetic Vision is the most versatile, flexible, affordable synthetic vision on the market. Advanced features include high-resolution terrain rendering, precision flight path marker symbology, predictive caution and warning messages for terrain and obstacles, and easy-to-see 3D traffic targets. User-configurable layouts allow you to put the information where you want, on the PFD, on the MFD, or both. Choose the Evolution layout that works best for you. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. Redbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Redbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration. We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, July 28th. I'm Paul Plagg. Hilton Software gave us an update on its popular WingX app for the Apple iPad yesterday afternoon. WingX Pro offers moving maps with seamless sectionals, IFR en route charts, approach charts, TFRs, TAFs, NEXRAD, METARs, PIREPs, and AIRMETs on a basic subscription. Geo-referenced approach charts, a synthetic vision database, and the fuel database each require an additional fee. The system operates for about 7 to 8 hours on full brightness with a synthetic vision running. If you choose not to purchase the AHARs, you can still use the synthetic vision. It just won't have a gyro in it. You can even print out your approach charts in flight if you have a printer in your aircraft. WingX Pro is easy to use, too. Just turn it on, designate your destination, and WingX rubber bands the route to your screen and assigns everything you'll need to that route. As you're flying, tap the buttons to quickly review or acquire the info you need. The basic app from the Apple Store is 99 cents. The basic subscription is $99. iPad sold separately. Dair Cicada is celebrating its 100th anniversary with several notable exhibits at AirVenture. The company known today as Dair Cicada is descended from the Aeroplane Moraine Saulnier Company, founded in 1911. Part of the celebration is the presentation of a replica of the Moraine Saulnier Type L, an iconic design representative of those early years. The 1913 Type L began with a modification of a standard production two-seater, with wings moved up above the fuselage. The high-wing configuration offered better visibility for the pilot and passengers. The monoplane was soon nicknamed Moraine Parasol, a term that became almost a generic for high-wing designs. When World War I started, more than 60 Type L were built for reconnaissance duty. As one of the fastest aircraft used by Allied forces, it was only natural the Type L ended up becoming one of the first dedicated fighter aircraft in the spring of 1915. But by the next year, the Type L was replaced in frontline service. It continued in service as a trainer. And after that, Moraine Saulnier developed a family of Parasol training aircraft, eventually selling more than 5,000 of the different variants. A full-scale replica on display at the Dair Cicada exhibit has been built by Richard Basley from Holden, Missouri. If you'd like to build one of your own, plans and kits are available through Aerodrome Aeroplanes. And finally today, those of you who may have heard that Bob Hoover missed a scheduled appearance at Oshkosh on Tuesday may be cheered to hear that Bob did appear at the event yesterday. We're happy to report that at age 89, he's looking well and has certainly not lost his ability to spellbind an audience. In fact, we'll have some spellbinding video of that session to bring you in the coming days on Aero TV. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell shares the vision for the Aviation Transformation Conference 2012. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.